Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, September 12th. As a follow-up to a story we read on the KVNF regional newscast last week, for the first time in recent memory, facilities at Blue Mesa Reservoir, 20 miles west of Gunnison, will close due to rapidly decreasing water levels. From KBUT in Crested Butte, Christopher Biddle has this story.
Colorado's largest body of water is at 39% of capacity, and Sandra Snell Dobert of the National Park Service says that's rendered some boat ramps on the lake unusable.
Particularly Iola, which closed for the season actually on September 6th, and Lake Fork Marina and ramp will close at the end of the day on Monday, September 10th.
Iola Boat Ramp is on the south shore of Blue Mesa, and Lake Fork Marina is near the western tip. The boat ramp at Elk Creek Marina will remain open as long as conditions permit, but with limited services. The store and restaurant there will close Monday, September 10th.
We're just encouraging people, especially those with deep draft boats, to go ahead and move their boats. Many of the people from Lake Fork are moving their boats to Elk Creek, but we're also asking them to really examine whether they're going to be able to launch for very much longer, even there at Elk Creek.
I asked Snell Dobert how often closures at Blue Mesa occur due to low water levels.
Actually, this is the first time that I know of that we've had to close ramps this early due to low water levels. 1977, it was actually lower than now, but we don't really have any idea whether they closed the ramps or not. We assume that they probably had to because you just run out of boat ramp.
For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Christopher Biddle.
The famous Durango and Silverton Narrow Gauge Railroad Company is being sued by Durango and Silverton residents who think one of the company's vintage coal-fired steam trains started the 416 fire earlier this summer. According to the Denver Post, the 416 fire started on June 1st near the train company's narrow gauge tracks north of Durango. It grew to more than 50,000 acres in size, becoming the sixth largest wildfire in Colorado history and causing devastating property and business damages. The lawsuit was filed last Friday in La Plata County District Court on behalf of more than a half dozen businesses and homeowners. It seeks unspecified damages against the train company and its primary owner. Following the fire, devastating flooding and mudslides have further impacted the Durango community. The attorneys who filed the lawsuit plan to invite Durango and Silverton residents to attend educational meetings to learn about their rights. Republican Bob Rankin represents Colorado's 57th district in the State House. He dropped by the KDNK studio in Carbondale last week. In this clip, he talks to Amy Haddon Marsh about why a single geographic rating area for health insurers is good for Western Colorado.
Years ago, the state insurance commissioner and the commission divided the state up into 11 areas.
Right.
Since been compressed to 9, and we are in Region 9. Most of Western Colorado is. And our rates are 40 to 50% higher for private insurance than you would pay in Boulder or Denver. So other states, and we've studied this extensively, have one rate instead of separate rates. That would lower the cost of private insurance in our Region 9 by between 25 and 30%.
That's
it
a
would
lot.
Increase the rates on the Front Range by between 2 and 5%.
But it sounds like it would balance it out a little bit.
That sounds balanced to me. So, but we can't get the votes because people on the Front Range, the legislators, feel that their voters would not support them.
What do you have to do, you think, to convince Front Range legislators that this is a good idea?
Well, you know, that's a hard question. I mean, we talk about equity. We talk about sharing risk. We talk about small rural towns drying up. We talk about what is Colorado. What do we think of when mm-hmm. we think of the state? I mean, mm-hmm. we have these young people moving to by the thousands to the Denver area. Mm-hmm. And they buy a cowboy hat and a pair of jeans and think they've moved to Colorado. We just have to continue to try to convince people that what Colorado is all about is the mountains and the plains and the, you know, small towns, mm-hmm. and that we're all in this together. But when it comes to raising somebody's taxes or their insurance rates a little bit, it's like a brick wall. I mean, I'm talking about my fellow Republicans mm-hmm. on the Front Range mm-hmm. who are the most adamant about raising taxes or insurance rates. So it's not a partisan issue. It's a geographic, you know, cultural issue.
A lawsuit challenging the cancellation of oil and gas leases in the Thompson Divide area has been settled. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, the Bureau of Land Management agreed to pay SG Interests $1.5 million for 18 oil and gas leases it canceled in 2016. The leases were canceled at the request of a coalition of environmental groups, local governments, ranchers, and other stakeholders. SG Interests sued the BLM after it canceled 25 undeveloped leases covering 33,000 acres in the Thompson Divide, southwest of Glenwood Springs. SG held 18 of those leases, covering about 21,000 acres. Roaring Fork Valley governments, environmentalists, ranchers, and others had been calling for cancellation of the leases, and the BLM complied after a review involving a prior failure to properly comply with the National Environmental Policy Act. And finally today, according to a press release, there are 5 confirmed cases of West Nile virus in Montrose County. West Nile virus-positive mosquitoes have been found in several Colorado counties this season, including Montrose. Not all counties and municipalities test mosquitoes, so it's important for all Coloradans to take steps to protect themselves throughout the summer. In 2017, there were 68 human cases of West Nile virus in Colorado, including 4 deaths. Most people who are infected with West Nile virus don't have symptoms. About 20% have flu-like symptoms, and fewer than 1% develop a serious, potentially deadly illness, such as the one reported in Weld County last week. People over age 60 and those with certain medical conditions are at greater risk of serious illness. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, September 12th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.